Maccie's McSharry on 2FM.
With Cadbury Brunch. When you need a proper break, brunch.
The Irish Homeless Street Leagues is a unique organisation. Their approach to helping homeless people and recovering addicts reclaim their lives through the power of sport is the subject of a new film, Street Leagues, which follows a group of players battling their daily struggles while also preparing to represent Ireland in the Homeless World Cup. And I watched it last night. I really enjoyed it. It is set for nationwide release next week. And joining me now is the director, Daniel Holmes, and one of the team's coaches, Graham Tucker. So, hi, Daniel.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for coming in. And hi, Graham, as well, on the phone.
Hi, how's things? How are you?
How are you?
Yeah, all good.
Good, glad to hear it. I feel like I'm talking to a celebrity now because obviously I saw you in the documentary last night. Are you ready? Are you ready to be famous, Graham?
We'll have a shot anyway.
So first of all, for people who don't know anything about the Homeless Street League, Daniel, can you give us a bit of a background and I suppose also how you came to know about it and to make this film?
Yeah, well, producer Matthew Toman approached me and asked if I had heard of the Homeless World Cup before. And I said, nope, but it sounds very interesting and I'd like to hear more about it. So then he took me to one of the last practices before the teams went to Oslo. And that's when I got a better handle on what was going on. And there was just so much joy, so much enthusiasm, and so much pride happening there. And whenever you kind of witness that, it's something you want to pay attention to as a filmmaker. And immediately I wanted to share with a wider audience. And we knew that this project would have its challenges. There were a lot of things that came together at the last minute. And but just watching these players, you know, who have overcome so much, you know, from homelessness, addiction, you know, being out of prison, and, you know, what they were able to accomplish with football as the driving force was just stunning. And it was something that I just really wanted to capture and showcase.
So, Graham, you were coaching at the World Cup in the film. But did you play as well before that?
Yeah, I played in Rio in 2010 in Brazil. So yeah, I was captain in Brazil.
And how did you come to it?
I was working in a drug rehabilitation centre and I heard through a friend of mine that had played in it. And because I was in addiction and it wasn't long out of a rehabilitation centre, I qualified to play. So I went up and I gave it a go up in Cabra, and that's how we got involved. I started playing week in, week out then.
So what are the requirements to qualify to play?
Just what Daniel was saying, prison, long-term, long-term unemployment with mental health and stuff like that, but homeless within 2 years, rehabilitation, you know, long-term housing, stuff like that.
And, you know, one of the messages that comes through really clearly in the film is the impact on a person's confidence that being part of a team and playing football can have. What was your kind of state of being when you came to the team for the first time?
It's like I always loved playing football and, you know, I always wanted to, you know, every young person wants to play for the country, you know, and I got to a stage where I thought that chance was gone. And then, like, when I got the chance and going away and, you know, being captain and standing there listening to your national anthem, like, was amazing, you know. And, you know, not just for me, but for, you know, especially going down the wrong road. And, you know, it's a way back. It's a positive outcome in life, not only for yourself, but, like, for your family as well, to see you doing well and to see you, you know, representing your country.
Yeah, what was it like when you put the jersey on for the first time?
You know, I loved it. Like, it was... You can't explain the feeling, you know. It was just, it was brilliant. Like, it was overwhelming. Like, it was, you know, a sense of joy and a sense of achievement. And, you know, as I said earlier, like, representing your country is amazing.
So there's a lot of actual football that features in the documentary, Daniel. Were you into football before you started shooting it?
I was. I mean, I played, it was the only sport that I played in high school back in America. So my dad's from Belfast. He raised my brother and I to be, you know, soccer players, and it was something that I was always kind of around, but it was completely off my radar for a little while by the time that this project happened. And I think, you know, the thing about the Homeless World Cup is that there's a very high level of competition.
Yeah.
And I really wanted the film to showcase that, you know, this isn't necessarily a handout. Like, the players who go there need to earn it.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of them are extremely skilled, extremely talented. And a lot of them, you know, had played when they were younger and then, you know, went on the wrong track and they're kind of coming back to it. And, you know, we really wanted to kind of show both sides in this film, show the human stories, mm-hmm. but as well make sure that, you know, how they did in the tournament had stakes, you know, and that you really cared about how far they went.
Yeah, because there was the men's team and then there was the women's team who were there for the first time. The first time an Irish women's team was at the Homeless World Cup. And I have to say, like, I mean, I know I'm kind of biased, but the women, I just loved them. They were so brilliant. The characters, but the passion that they had for the game, and they played brilliantly. They did brilliantly in the competition for a first time team. But my husband he watched it with me last night, and he's, you know, would be into football the same way that a lot of men are. And he was jumping off his chair, like, cheering, like he was into it, you know. He couldn't get over the level of skill, and, you know, some of the, he was like, these are great goals. I was like, yeah. So, you know, Graham, do you think that people kind of have low expectations in terms of the actual skill and then are surprised by how great you guys are?
They do, because of the homelessness factor on it, you know, and they think people look at homelessness and people that's on the streets and things like that, you know. But as Daniel said, like, the level of competition is unbelievable. Mm. You know, like, there's some really, really good players that play it, like, both men and women, you know, that come down. It's just that, unfortunately, through life, some of them make wrong choices in life. Mm. Do you know what I mean? From no fault of their own. You know what I mean? So they lose out on that opportunity, but then they're as good as the next person.
It seemed to me, listening to people talking about the impact that being on the team had on them, that, you know, they were kind of almost recovering from shame. It seemed like there was a lot of shame, or, you know, that the shame and lack of confidence was kind of feeding each other. And then to be on a team representing your country, like, you know, obviously gives you something to be really proud of. Is that fair, Graham, do you think?
It is, because you live in a society where people, like, look at you and judge you, and that's the beauty of the street leagues. Like, there's no stigma attached. Like, everyone can come down and they can be themselves. It doesn't matter where you're from. You know, an alcohol background, the drug addiction, whether you're out of being in prison, it doesn't matter. Do you know what I mean? Everyone comes down and everyone is just on a same level playing field. Mm. You know, and it's amazing. You know, and as you said, like, you know, they're getting the opportunity to go away. Not many people represent our country, you know, so it's really amazing. And
do you think people have kind of a bit of a two-dimensional idea of what, you know, addicts or people who live in homelessness, like, what kind of people they are?
They're just ordinary people, you know. People make mistakes in life, as I said, and, you know, unfortunately we make wrong choices, you know, and, you know, society can pull you in. But with the street leagues and with the football, it gives you a chance to bounce back, you know. And I've seen that over the past 10 years myself, but I've also seen it with hundreds of people that have come through the street leagues over the years that has changed their life, you know.
Did you have perceptions about people who'd lived in homelessness or in addiction before you came to work with them on this film, Daniel?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that took me by surprise, just going back to that initial day, which was my first exposure to the street leagues and to everything that was going on, the amount of joy. I know I said that word before, but like that caught me off guard. You know what I mean? You kind of, like, I had preconceived notions about, you know, just their ability to just really enjoy things. You know what I mean? And it was just amazing to see, like, these personalities that came through, and everyone was just so enthusiastic and so fun to be around. You know what I mean? I think that's one of the things that I'm really proud of, that people say. I mean, like you said with women's team, you know, like, people just love hanging out with these players for the duration
the
of this film.
Characters, like, I mean, just absolutely gas women and men. And, you know, the enthusiasm is just fantastic. I think the reason, you know, I'm coming from a particular place with this, because my biological mom lived in homelessness for about 8 years. She was an alcoholic, and that's why I wasn't living with her. And I often feel that there is an assumption that, you know, people don't think beyond what they see when they see someone who's living in addiction or in homelessness. And they make assumptions about that person, about the type of person that they are, and even about their backgrounds. Mm-hmm. And people forget that, you know, people who live in addiction and in homelessness, or who you know, experience prison, like, they come from all kinds of backgrounds. There's all kinds of different people, because they're people. They're, you know, three-dimensional people. And I think that it comes through really brilliantly in this film, which is not about addiction or homelessness. It's about people enjoying football and having success.
Totally, yeah. And that was one of the things, like, one of the tricky things in the edit was, you know, maintaining that balance, because you don't want to dwell on the past too much either. You know, you wanted to keep the focus on what was going on, all the positivity, but still acknowledge the past and, you know, how far they've come and but, you know, constantly looking forward as well.
Yeah. So, Graham, tell me a little bit about your life now. Are you still doing the coaching?
Yeah, I'm still coaching. I'm down here now waiting on the lads to come down. We start that a little after 11, so we have it every morning, every Saturday morning.
Yeah.
So I'm still involved, yeah, with the coaching, yeah.
Very good. And when's the next World Cup?
Hopefully next year. We were meant to be in Finland there in June, but because of the COVID, so hopefully next year it'll kick back in, and the date hasn't been, or the country hasn't been decided yet, so.
Well, very best of luck with that. I hope it all works out. God, I hope we get to do things next summer. Mm-hmm. I mean, please, God, everything crossed. But people can see Street Leagues. It's on release nationwide. Obviously, Dublin cinemas are off limits for the next few weeks, but hopefully people can catch it after that. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you both coming on and sharing with me the making of the film and your experiences. Thank you so much, Graham Tucker and Daniel Holmes, director of Street Leagues. Best of luck.
Louise McSherry on 2FM.
With Cadbury Brunch. When you need a proper break. Brunch.